Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey. We're very laid back, aren't we?
Yeah.
We don't seem to be as loud and as cheerful as we normally
are. Are you on drugs this week, Jordan?
No. Yeah.
What's going on?
No, I'm just glad I got here in one piece. I didn't get involved in any
collisions
this time. No.
You might get more money.
I know.
Yeah.
In more accidents.
Winners a claim and all that.
Yeah.
So what do you know?
Well, I went to a party with Vicky and the kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Neil's party.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Everyone had a good time because there was a lot of people there I hadn't seen for, like, ages. There was the food and drinks. Oh, and the drinks were definitely flowing.
Okay.
Neil's a big drinker.
You need to explain to the listeners who Neil is.
Oh.
It's the guy that's robbed you, innit?
No, he's not robbed me.
Are we sure about this?
Is he the guy with the job lot of horses?
I am going to the races with Neil, actually.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, but where is the horse going?
I don't know.
Why not? What's wrong with this horse?
I don't know what's
wrong.
Why
is it never showing up anywhere?
Why does it not run?
Galloping through life, isn't
it? Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sound like about galloping through your wallet, mate.
But by the time this podcast has gone out, I am going to the races on the Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Where at? Which one?
Haydock.
All right. Is that a big meet or?
Actually, it's got one big race in it. It's jumps meeting.
What time of the year is it when they do the, what's the big one?
The Grand National.
Yeah, it's the only one I know.
Cheltenham.
Yeah, what time of the year did they do that?
What year?
Is
they
that
do
like
it
spring?
Every year, mate.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean.
Cheltenham is in March.
Yeah.
And the Grand National is in April.
That's the only thing I really bet on.
Because the one that I'm going to, as a matter of fact, so I've just reminded myself, is like the Grand National trial day.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's like the warm up laps, as
it
were.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Is your horse going to that one?
No. No.
No updates on the horse. Nothing to sell.
No, because I don't have access to the information.
Right.
But you own it.
But you're not allowed sort to see it. What do you mean, sort of? What's changed?
I'm being shown.
Is this photo evidence of a horse?
Someone's passing there.
Yeah, but it could be any horse off Google.
Yeah, I've got. I'll have to get you to read that, Kevin. There's some.
Hang on, let me get my glasses on.
Until it trots
called?
Past this studio, I'm not having it.
What's the your horse called?
She's Delighted.
Yeah, I'm looking at. Old Gold Racing site.
Yeah, that's the syndicate we're involved in.
And She's Delighted is racing, by the look of it, a Utoxeter, the odds.
Are you allowed to bet on your own horse?
I bet it's not allowed, is it?
I don't know,
is it?
Not
allowed.
Yeah, but they won't know it's my horse, will they?
What does this odds bit mean? 5,000 to 1? Or something like that? How's that work?
No, I think it just means how many people are in the pot.
5,000?
Yeah.
Is there 5,000 people off?
No.
We need to get him in here, don't we, one week, to explain what this is.
So you were in the pub with Neil. Neil goes, all right, John, got your pony. Give us 10 quid and it's yours.
Shall we give him a ring?
No.
No? Oh, talking of racing.
Oh, more racing.
Guess what I've been doing? I've been playing with AI.
Go on.
And Andrew.
Mm.
You've been to the races, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Whoopie-doo.
Yeah.
And you came with us.
Great.
It was a great day.
Did I win?
No.
Did I bet on your horse?
Yeah.
That's why, then.
You be his horse.
Where is it? Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
I can't find it, no.
Oh, don't start that again. You know he's going to leave this in, don't you?
No. Well,
are
anyway.
Are you trying to find a picture for an audio podcast?
No, I was trying to find a picture. Well, anyway, these pictures that I'm talking about will be on the group, so you'll be able to see them there.
Okay.
Yeah, I have seen the picture. It's all three of us looking rather odd, really, AI style. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
So it's kind of us, but it's not. It's kind of opposite.
You need to step back from AI.
Why?
Just because.
I like it.
In fact, I'm almost certain that that horse thing that you've just told us about
is AI generated. As well.
No, it's not. It's not.
Until this horse jogs past this office, I'm not having it. I need to see it.
It's not.
You need to watch Terminator to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'll be back.
In other news, gentlemen, I've talked to our Charlotte, who I've not mislaid this week, pleased to know. And she's been doing some gigs. Yeah. And she got an email from one of the gig people that was booking her recently. And they needed to know her stage spec.
Okay.
So she messaged me, Charlotte. Said,
what does...
That's exactly what she messaged me. She went, what does stage spec mean?
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's stage spec. It's a rider. You're telling the crew what you need. Now, famous riders, generally, you must have heard about where they say, status quo want a load of smarties in the changing room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with all the blue ones taken out. Or Mariah Carey wants a bowl of puppies and hot towels. Are you with me here, Andrew?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, I went into Google. A little bit of a disappearing down there. Van Halen, they're the ones that asked for the M&Ms with all the brown ones taken out.
Nice.
I didn't know that. Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
No? Andrew, you must have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never heard of it. I never heard of it called that, so I wouldn't know.
It's part of the rider. So what you do when they fill a...
I know what a rider is. I just didn't know it was... I just didn't know that that's what stage spec was.
Yeah. But what the important bit is here for you to know is that these little tweaks of daft information that they put in, they put it in the bottom of the riders to make sure that you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Elton John, he required a separate dressing room for his glasses collection and exactly 74 towels.
Yeah.
Motley Crue. Any ideas what they might have requested, anyone?
No.
Go on.
They wanted a submachine gun, a 12-foot bow constrictor, and directions to the local Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, she wanted 100 doves and 20 white kittens. That's what she puts on her rider.
And did it happen? Do we know if it happened?
They have to do it, yeah.
Wow.
They have to do it to show that they are paying attention.
Wow.
Iggy Pop had a 28-page rider described as a conversation rather than a list. Oh, Ozzy Osbourne... We love Ozzy, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He demanded nose, ear and throat doctor on hand, along with 3 tanks of oxygen. Come on, Ozzy.
While we're on the subject of him, right, Andrew.
Yes.
Do you like Ozzy Osbourne?
Yes.
Or did you? Yeah.
Everybody loves Ozzy.
Was that
Ozzy.
It?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you thought of him.
So, Ozzy's replacement. You know who that is, don't you?
Me.
No, do you not know? Youngblood. A guy called Youngblood.
Oh, yeah,
I know him.
Yeah,
he is making massive waves.
Yeah,
And he's a big fan of Ozzy, obviously. But check him out. He's one to watch.
Shall we do Joke of the Week?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Here's another joke of the week. Right, so we're up to episode 96. Kevin last week came out with a blinder, a chicken joke. Always wins. 34 points to 30. Jordan, a chicken joke here might do you some favours. What have you got?
Right. I've been doing a bit of charity work recently.
Really?
Yeah.
With a chicken?
No. I've been doing, supporting... amputee charity, and I've got a wristband, I have trouble wearing it. It just keeps falling off.
Right, so to Kevin, a chicken joke.
What do you call a chicken in a hot tub? Soup.
You're right, I do have a penchant for
chicken weakness. You have a chicken weakness.
God, I like that.
Just okay. Give me the point.
35 points to 30.
Jordan.
Oh, he's took his, his headphones off. He's storming out.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.